A scientist at Spokane's River Point campus has received a large grant to study one question: why do humans sleep? Correspondent Paige Browning reports.
"Why don't you sleep on it?" is a common adage to help with big decisions. Scientist Jonathan Weiser is interested in doing just that. Well, at least studying why that sleep is so necessary. Dr. Weiser received a $1.3 million grant from the National Institute of Health to study how the brain processes glucose, which the body uses as a primary energy source.
And the purpose of the grant is to test our hypothesis that the very function of sleep is to reduce the brain's demand for glucose.
He says the brain can detect when you've been awake all day and using glucose, and it forces itself to shut down, going into a mini hibernation. He compares the process to people cleaning out a coal furnace. The furnace may have enough fuel to work, but it still has to be shut down so the soot and ash can be cleaned out. He says he thinks it's the same for the brain.
It's not that it's running out of glucose. It's not that it's running out of fuel. It's that it needs to clean out the biochemical equivalent of soot and ash that build up when we are constantly using the brain when we're awake.
Dr. Weiser will run lab tests to understand the use of glucose in healthy brains, hoping to apply the results to stroke, diabetes, and other vulnerable states of the brain, all in an effort to answer the question, why do we sleep?
This is sort of the holy grail of our whole research endeavor,
By the way, how many hours of sleep does a sleep doctor get each night? He says about 7. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.